Hello and welcome to the English Bulletin of Gunta Radio and Television Station. Today at the hall of Gunta City Public Security, Gunta Security Department held a meeting in celebration of its 60th founding anniversary, April 20th, 1961, April 20th, 2022.After 60 years of development, the folks of Gunta City Public Security always heighten its mighty spirit and loyalty to the people and the party. Many of them have fallen, imprisoned or maimed, but they never back down. Along with all the foxes, Gunta Security has achieved great feats in the fight against American invaders to save the homeland.On the same date, Chairman of Gunta City People's Committee Jung Vik-jung and representatives of concerned departments and sectors worked with the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development of Gunta City on the implementation of agricultural production and enhancing the rice production efficiency. Gunta City currently has about 114,000 hectares of agricultural land, or 80% of the total natural land area.Every year, rice output reaches over 1.3 million tons, fruit output stands at 170,000 tons, fishery output is over 220,000 tons, and meat output at over 40,000 tons. In addition to that, the agriculture sector is managing 470 agriculture and fishery product processing facilities and assisting the certification of 41 three-star to four-star O-cup products.Agricultural product chains of great value and output like dried fish, fruits and fragrant rice have been established in Gunta City. Many product values have been integrated into agricultural production with cottage industries, processing and tourism industry accelerated. However, agricultural production and the achieved results have not yet lived up to the locality's potential and advantages with certain risks in certain fields.At the function, the agriculture sector proposed some content and solutions for agricultural development in time to come, with two breakthrough stages being boosting digital transformation in agricultural production and expanding production connection chains. In the morning of the same day, the Standing Committee of the City People's Council, headed by Standing Vice Chairman of the City People's Council, Nguyễn Xuân Hải, supervised the implementation of the socio-economic land in 2022 for the city and its district and other land revocation projects. In the first months of 2022, the implementation of socio-economic missions has achieved many positive results. Total retail sales and income from services stood at over 18,618 billion Vietnam Dong, or 10.4% of the plan, up by 10.2% year-on-year. The industrial sector is on the recovery track. 1,089 enterprises are in operation, increasing by 57 enterprises as compared to January 2022.Income from tourism was over 416.7 billion Vietnam Dong, or 12% of the plan, up by 2% year-on-year. Total state budget collection was at 1,921 billion Vietnam Dong, or 17.2% of estimate assigned by the central level and the People's Council.Regarding the implementation of the land revocation projects, concerned districts are implementing procedures for ground clearance work. However, ground clearance progress is rather behind schedule due to the lack of resettlement lots and low disparate resettlement compensations that stop people from handing over their grounds.The Department of Labor, Invalids and Social Affairs of Gunta City on April 20th afternoon revealed the five-year implementation of the social integration project of disabled people in Gunta City in the 2016-2021 phase, as well as operations in 2021, and disseminated the 2022's project. The project, which was supported by the Norwegian Mission Alliance Vietnam, or NMAV, consists of two parts.One is Social Integration Support for Disabled People, which has been launched from 2016 to 2020, and another is Integration Education Support for Disabled Children, launched from 2018 to 2020. Regarding the support of social integration education, the Norwegian Mission Alliance Vietnam partnered with Gunta Department of Education and Training to support the specialized school with two new functions of early intervention and moderating, as well as supporting integration education activities in Gunta. Besides, the project supports 4 preschools and 4 primary schools in Ninh Kiều District in enhancing teachers' and school managers' capabilities in recognizing disabilities and developing personalized plans for children. Vocational training and livelihood support also receive attention. 46 disabled people have been provided with loans for production and expenses during COVID-19 outbreaks. And that's it for today's English Bulletin. To listen to our bulletins one more time, you can log on to our website at gunthertv.vn. And now, thank you so much for tuning in with us. Goodbye and see you next time.